What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. This is episode number 486 here on the show, and I'm really excited about today's episode. My guest today, her name is Gloria Chow. She's a member of my Accelerator Coaching Program, and she's actually a diplomat turned PR coach, and she helps small businesses, online businesses, 10x their visibility and influence without any kind of ads or hiring PR agencies. And she's got this amazingly effective three-step process. She calls it the CPR method for getting press. And the cool thing is about this is like anybody can do this. And she's going to share with you here in this interview exactly how you can do it. And using what you're going to learn here today is the same thing that so many of people in her audience, where she teaches this stuff for free, like they get featured on huge publications online and so forth. And again, you're going to hear all about that today. And so we've never actually covered how to get PR for your business here on the podcast. And so I thought, you know what? Gloria is an amazing person. She's got amazing values. She's in it for the right reason. And her methodology flat out works. And so I want to bring her on and have her share how you all can do this for your business. And so before we dive into it with Gloria, as I mentioned, she's a member of our Accelerator Coaching Program. She's only been in now at the time recording this, like 3-ish weeks. And she's already crushing it. I love what she's doing. And so if you are an online course creator or an online coach, and you're already averaging at least 6 to 8K a month in your business and revenue from your online business, and you want to scale, you want to scale to 7 figures, you want to have a big impact in your business while working less, that is the key here, then I'd love to be able to help you within our Accelerator Coaching Program. It's application only. Most people who are applying to Accelerator, they already have a really growing business very quickly, but you're burnt out. You are spinning your wheels at this point because you're not sure what next step to take, and you're just overwhelmed with everything that's going on. So you want to grow your team. You want to scale without working harder. Your mindset's not right. You've got to dial in your sales and marketing, your ads, et cetera, et cetera. If that is you, then I want to invite you to apply for my Accelerator Coaching Program. Just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator and you can apply right there. Cool. All right, my friend, without further ado, let's dive into it with Gloria Chow. Gloria, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm so stoked to be here.
We're going to talk about a topic that I actually don't think I've ever talked about here on the show, but I'm really excited to talk about it because this is something where I've thought a lot about myself and I'm like, I either like don't know what I'm doing as far as how to get PR from the business, or I don't have time for it. At least that's the story I tell myself. So I'm excited to dive into all this. Before we do all that, let's talk about who you are and what you do. How'd you get to where you are right now?
Oh my gosh. I always say the metaphor for my career is I'm literally building the bus that I'm riding in. I kind of just find my way. So I did not come into PR with any agency experience. I don't know any journalists. I was actually a US diplomat. So I was in the bureaucracy. So, you know, talk about two different things. I was deeply unhappy with a job that looked like the perfect job on the outside, right? I had a pension. I was traveling to these places, but I knew I wanted to do something that was related to PR because nothing makes me happier, Rick, than seeing people win. So I love to, you know, connect people. So I basically applied for like, I don't know, 1,000 jobs before, you know, transitioning out of the government. And I just couldn't find a single one because they all wanted someone with a very specific PR experience. So my ego was just like shot to death, you know, because I went from having a pension to the best insurance. I had a condo, I had a housekeeper. And then I made a decision and I moved back home with my parents and got back on unemployment. And that's where I started.
And so why PR?
So for me, you know, I don't know how people define PR in the traditional sense, but for me, it's like, I know I'm here to do one thing, which is to empower people to be more seen, to be more heard and more valued, right? So for me, that vehicle is PR. So what I mean by PR is, what is your narrative? What is your impact? How can you get confident to pitch your story? And by the way, it's never your product or your service, it's the bigger story, so that you can draw more people into the universe. Now, people can say, oh, well, that's marketing. But for me, it's like, how do you get people to write about you when you're not paying for it, right? That is the only thing that's going to allow you to not only get traffic, but also gain the trust of your audience. Because if I'm reading an ad, first of all, that's not searchable, right? It's not going to be online. But if I read something in the New York Times that's like recommended product, I'm probably going to buy that product, right? They say there's like a 25 touch points between you selling something to somebody. So imagine PR like reducing that 25 touch points to like 2 touch points. It just does the convincing for you.
All right. I have so many questions to ask you, but I want to ask you, first of all, you said nothing makes me more happy than this, this, and this. Is that a tagline for you on your site or anything?
If it's not, it should be.
100%. That's amazing.
I'm going to write it down and fix it today. Thank you.
Okay. Because I know you're a huge action taker. I love it. So that is a tagline for you. And it also helps, as you talk about it, it helps kind of tell the story of what you do in a very succinct line. So you do lots of free content and you literally teach people in your free content how to get PR. Now you have a paid program that takes everything more deeply into that as well. Well, who do you serve specifically? Who lights you up to see them succeed? What types of businesses?
You know, it's so funny. It's as I've evolved in my career and the fact that I've still never worked for an agency, my methods are completely untraditional. Like no one's doing PR this way because people always think, well, you need to depend on an agency, tap into their phone book, pay them for that relationship. But guess what? It's 2021. No one is networking anymore. So the odds have never been more in your favor as a small business person, as a writer, even a dog walker. It doesn't matter, right? We know that in a saturated marketplace, getting eyes on your product is simply not enough. So people don't buy because of your offers or services. You know that more than anyone. They want to buy because of your vision, because of that authority. And I'm sorry, but paid ads just don't get you there. They're just not going to have the reach. So being a thought leader, being quoted, speaking on panels, speaking on podcasts, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So yes, you can call it PR, but for me, it's really about the longevity in your business so that you are being sought after before you even have to sell to them.
So how did you learn it? Like you didn't have the agency experience. You're teaching it now and what you teach flat out works. We're going to talk about that. But how did you learn it?
I now serve the solo entrepreneur, the bootstrap founder who thinks that PR is some fancy, expensive luxury item that only startups with money can have. I've built my entire business helping people who sometimes don't even have a website, who don't even have like a product. It's just an ideation phase, but they have a vision. And you talk about this a lot in Accelerator where they're acting from their future self. Yep. And so I've never had a journalist be like, well, you know, your website's not ready or your item's on pre-order, so I can't write about you. That's the secret that PR agencies, they don't want you to know. Like journalists, they don't want to talk to a PR middleman. Like you're the expert, right? So that is who I serve, is a visionary founder who thinks that it's too far out of reach, that there's no way they're going to be able to get on those stages. And I just love smashing all of those beliefs.
I was talking to somebody the other day, we were talking about PR and I said that they have to talk to you. And they felt like their belief around PR people, and for any public relations people who are listening right now, I apologize, but you know, the belief that was being discussed was like, they don't work, and that there's sort of like an icky kind of feeling, to lack of a better way to say it. When people think about PR people in the traditional sense, what would you say to that?
I don't call myself a traditional PR person because I've never worked in an agency. I've never was in the cool kids club. I don't have a single journalist on my phone. But I will say that, you know, in the online space, be very careful who you follow, because the people that try to make PR or marketing like this mystical thing, they're not your people, right? Follow the people who are making it accessible, who are breaking down their approaches, who are saying, this is not rocket science. You don't need to go through me. You can do it on your own. So here are the steps. And that's what I try to do. And that's why literally every day I get messages from people I have never even met. And they say they watch my masterclass and they use the three-step method, which we're going to talk about. And they got onto Canadian TV. They got on BuzzFeed. They got on Australian Vogue. And it's the confidence, the transformation. They're like, look, I'm still the same person, but it's allowed me to see that my business is so much more than selling towels or candles or something like that. Right. And that is really the impact.
I love it. Now, we're going to get into this three-step process in here in just a second. You shared on our call the other day that somebody in your audience who attended your masterclass where you teach this process that we're going to talk about here in a second, got on to, was it the front page of Cosmo.com, Cosmopolitan.com? This is somebody you never met who hadn't bought your program yet, who just followed the three steps that for everybody listening right now, you're going to learn in here in just a couple of minutes. How did they get on there? Can you talk about that for just a second?
So, you know, I think as owners of, you know, your business, you're so good about your marketing pitch, right? You know, who you're selling to, you know, what the ROI is, but that isn't fundamentally so different than a press-worthy pitch. Because journalists, they don't want to be your free advertising vehicles. So the more you talk about that, like, you know, in a marketing speak, and you don't take the time to transform your product brochure into something that's truly relevant, you're just not going to get featured. So much of what I do is taking everything that you already have in your head, right? You have the expertise, you know about your audience, but putting it in a framework that positions you not as a seller, but as someone who has insights on what's going to happen, maybe making a prediction or offering three ways that people can like homeschool their children during COVID. So we're going to touch upon the relevance piece because that's literally the most important part of it. But she used my framework, my CPR pitching method, and it completely transformed the way she thought about her pre-launch lip gloss line. Like, I think she has like two products. She has 300 followers on Instagram. There it goes. Like, you don't need a following to get featured. Okay. I still don't really have a following. And she applied it and she's like, you know what? I was going about it all wrong. I was talking about my lipstick and clean beauty, but so many people are talking about that. Instead, what I told her was, you know, she's an Asian American founder. I was like, maybe there's some biases in the cosmetic industry about like Oriental looks or whatever, like even though that's not like, you know, Asian looks versus like non-Asian looks. And what are the biases in beauty trends? Because you see that as a makeup artist, right? And she's like, oh my God, so many. So she put all of her experiences and the trends into a pitch. She pitched it. And Cosmo ran the story, you know, as an op-ed.
That's amazing. Did her Instagram blow up?
I have to check, but they also actually put her on the front page of their Instagram with 3.4 million followers with a direct link back to her profile. So I'm sure it's grown by the thousands.
That's awesome. I love it. All right, let's get into this three-step process. Like that's one example of many where people have gotten amazing press because of what you teach here. So what's the name of the framework? And then what is step one of this framework?
All right. So I hope you got your pens and papers ready. So this is what I found, Rick. When I started in PR, I had no journalist contacts. So what did I do? I literally picked up the phone and I Googled newsroom New York Times. And I had to call the operator and just perfect my elevator pitch until that person would stay on the phone and not hang up on me and get to the associate producer and then the producer's producer. And throughout hundreds of times of cold calling, I picked up on what made that person stay on the phone just a little bit longer, right? And I was doing the same with emails. And I took everything that I learned and I realized that there was a pattern in the pitches that got responses and those that did not. And this is what it boils down to is my CPR method. So your pitch needs to have the C, the P, and the R. And the C stands for credibility, right? That's one simple sentence. Don't go crazy here. One sentence on why you're in the position. I don't want your autobiography. I don't want your resume. Just I am a founder. Boom. That's it. And then the P stands for point of view. Why? Because experts have point of view. So it could be something as simple as I've seen firsthand how the fitness industry has changed and I am seeing these three trends for postpartum moms or whatever, right? That's your point of view. Okay. I like threes. So the way I like to write my pitch, and if you go into my masterclass, I show you exactly the pitch that got into Fast Company. It usually has three bullet points. Makes it easy to read, makes the journalist, if they don't like the first bullet points, at least you have two other chances, right? The last part, the most important part of the CPR pitching method is relevance. this is what tells the editor, your pitch is relevant to right now and not just some recycled pitch from 5 years ago. And I actually like to write in the subject line of the email, the year or the quarter, right? So if you are doing something for clean beauty, it might be clean beauty trends ahead of Earth Day in 2021. So if I'm an editor, I'm going to open that because it means like, oh, this is happening right now. Not just like, oh, clean beauty trends, can you write about my product? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like the high level. Yeah. And I can also give you an example of exactly what it means in a pitch.
Can we use me as an example to put you on the spot?
Sure. Let's do. I love being put on the spot. By the way, for anyone listening, we did not have a list of questions, so this is totally off the cuff.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So
I told Gloria before we hit record here, I was like, look, how I do the interviews is I have a blank document in front of me. This is like me and you sitting down for coffee and chatting. Like literally, that's how I do all of my interviews. I never approach an interview with like, oh, I have five questions. I need to ask this, this, and this, and this. Okay. So she had no idea I was going to ask. Like, let's use me as an example. All right. So the C stands for credibility.
Okay. So your credibility would be the fact that you have, you know, generated millions of dollars in revenue. You are the Iron Man of Facebook ads. I actually, you know, whatever it is, mm-hmm. I want to keep it short, right? Sure. And I actually like to put the credibility at the very bottom of the email. So it's almost like reversed. So it's called the CPR method, but it's almost RPC. So I would actually start the email with the relevance, which is that 2021, we're going to see an unprecedented amount of businesses going online, right? More than before. And there's going to be more people who are quitting their jobs. I think I read something like a fourth of the people because of pandemic realize what's important in their life and they're actually are not happy. So that is the relevance, right? So with this pivot, now we get into your point of view. Mm-hmm. Right. As someone who has seen it firsthand and has built businesses, I am noticing three very costly mistakes that first-time online business owners are making. Number one, investing in like a fancy website and why that's a mistake. And you talk about this, right? Number two, not putting profit first. Or number three, not having like a long-term projection for how you want to optimize your systems instead of just making money. So maybe that's your three points. And then you conclude with, you know, as someone who has seen firsthand, has mentored hundreds of other entrepreneurs to get to seven figures, these are the three key factors that's going to break or make someone's business in the first 6 months. I am happy to discuss these trends as they're unfolding. I can be reached at this. Warmest Rick email. Boom. That's it.
Okay. So we obviously recording. I'll be transcribing that. Amazing. I love how you did that. And I like how you said, all right, the CPR method, but we're actually going to flip it on its head a little bit and start with the relevance. And it's also not some like 500 word email here that we're sending.
That's a sign of someone who does not know their value add. And it's kind of one of those mindset things where when I see a pitch that's really long, I'm like, okay, this person is so desperate or doesn't feel comfortable. So they have to stuff every single thing.
Yeah. Right.
But as you get good on your pitch and as you are able to do the most important mental gymnastics, which is translating your product pitch into a pressworthy angle, the better you are on that, the shorter your pitches are going to get. So when I first started writing pitches, I was like, maybe this. It was like 10 pages long. Now I'm able to do it on the fly. Right. So you got to start practicing. But I've never heard anyone say, oh, you know, getting on that podcast, what a drag. Like, this is a skill that people love. And it's going to be the number one thing that's going to allow you to be able to have sustainable income, sustainable visibility. If you know how to be invited to every table, if you know how to be relevant to audiences, there's no limit to the amount of stages you can speak at, right? Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Just to add to that, there's no question when you do that, that creating revenue is going to be a problem for you. And this is sort of one of the things that we talk about all the time here on the podcast, also in Accelerator. It's the foundational knowledge of marketing and how to do the things that you're talking about here, Gloria, that, you know, it's not the fancy funnel. Anyone can create a funnel, but it's actually what goes into it that makes it successful. And what you're talking about here is foundational skills that you develop over time that can really help you long term. Let's do one more example if that's cool. Let's see. I'm going to pick another accelerator. She sells, we'll just call them craft books, like how to make craft books. And her primary audience is women 50 and over.
You're really putting me on the spot here. Okay.
I know. I love it.
So she sells craft books for women. Yep. Okay. You don't want to tell me anything else. That's it.
That's all. I'll tell you that.
Okay. So I'm just going to just, you know, it's like we're wrapping here. We're
just riff it out here.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So the rise of influencers and the digital landscape have left an entire generation of women feeling forgotten. And the industry, the tools are not being made to highlight women who are still making significant impact with their experience after 50. Many women, as a result, feel unseen, unheard, and unable to properly express themselves. As someone who has worked with this cohort of women who have way more experience, right, than a lot of the influencers, I am seeing a real impact on their psyche, their emotional well-being by these three following activities. Number one, forming communities with other people. Number two, craft books, which allows them to get everything onto the paper and, you know, still feel like, you know, they can be expressed. Number three, using podcasting as a medium for longer form storytelling because they have the life experience. As someone who is also part of this cohort and seeing the rise of digital technology and influencer trends, it's important to not forget that people over 50 have an invaluable approach and philosophy. Therefore, you know, I would love to speak more about these trends. I can be reached on Boom Boom Boom. So do you see how the craft books is only one of the three? It's not like, buy my craft book, you know?
Like, mic drop right now. That was amazing. I'm like listening here. I'm like, damn, this is coming off the top of your head. This is awesome. Such good stuff. All right. Now that we've crafted this sort of letter, if you will, how do we find people, publications, websites, et cetera, to send this to?
That is such a good question. I always say, in order to do your own PR and not have to depend on an agency, you need to do two things. You need to know who's covering your subject. And by the way, it's not the editor in chief because they're busy, honey. They're doing their own book tour, right? It's the staff writer. It's the contributor. It's the freelancer that's covering your beat. And you need to know your newsworthy angle. And so that is what the CPR method does. Obviously, I do all of that in my PR starter pack. I give you a database as well as all of my pitches, and you can actually have me write your pitch. But those are the two things that you need. If you want to DIY it, you totally can. Whoever's multitasking, come back to us because I'm going to give you two tips. Number one is I want you to Google news alerts, right? So you literally type in Google news alerts and Google will send you in whatever frequency, once a day, twice a day, all of the articles and anything that's being published on your industry. So if you are in enterprise software or AI, there you're going to be able to know all of the different articles. And that's going to start to train your brain to think in a way that's like, you know, like people ask me like, Gloria, how do you do this? It's because I've just read a lot of headlines, right? Mm-hmm. And in an Excel spreadsheet, you can literally start to copy and paste those names, right? So that's one. Another tool is called HARO, which stands for Help a Reporter Out. Now, this is more of a grassroots thing. It's kind of like a journalist inquiry. They basically, it's like a Craigslist where journalists are like, I'm looking for an expert to interview today about, you know, small business loans. But be careful because there's like 800,000 people on there. So there's a certain tactic to use so that you can ensure that you're actually getting responded to. If you go on my website, Gloria Chow PR, that's C-H-O-U, under blogs, I have a quick 5-minute video on how you can use HARO. I've actually had clients where I actually wrote their pitch using the CPR method. They copied and pasted it into HARO and they got into Fast Company. And then they were invited to speak on panels and stuff. And that exact pitch is actually in my masterclass, in every masterclass that I teach.
Boom. I love that. I always wondered about HARO because it's been around for a long time. And I've always wondered, like, does this really work?
It does, but I will say that HARO alone is not enough because your time is worth more than just like spending hours and hours sifting through it.
Yeah.
So instead of going there first, I would say use the CPR method. Try to perfect your pitch first, because once you have your pitch down, you can even send that off in a DM to on a LinkedIn or whatever, right? Once you have your message really good, it doesn't matter how you use it. And I also have a follow-up strategy for my PR Starter Pack members where we do like email on one day and then we do like a strategic DM spaced apart. So you're not just emailing them, you're also DMing them. And I give you all of their information on email, where to find them on social media. LinkedIn is a favorite one for me because LinkedIn is where the serious journalists who cover market trends, they're on LinkedIn. And it's as easy as you following them. Obviously optimize your profile.
Sure.
It's as easy as DMing them and then following them, commenting on maybe a post and say, hey, have you thought about this? Right. I had another client who literally was, you know, I tagged her on a post from a retail reporter and it was about Facebook launching shops, which is their e-commerce. And my client is like bootstrapping. She has this tiny little like yoga store online. And I literally commented on that huge reporter's piece about Facebook shops. And I said, you know what? I'm actually hearing some negative reviews about it. And a lot of small businesses feel that Facebook is not so business friendly. And she's like, oh, really? Who is the person? Like, let me know. And then I just, boom, I tagged the other person and then they just got on the phone. So this stuff works.
Nice. Is there anybody who this methodology might not work for?
It's not going to work for people who feel like they need an agent, you know, that's like, oh, I'm too busy. This is not important. So if you don't think that like you knowing your messaging and how you contribute as a thought leader is important, then you should keep paying for ads and keep paying for agencies.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not going to get you invited to speak at South by Southwest. It's not for everyone. And I have that all the time. That's one of the main objections where someone's like, oh, I really don't have time. I just really want to outsource this. But I cannot tell you, Rick, how many times people have spent tens of thousands of dollars on agencies with no return.
Yep.
They still don't know how to do their own PR and they're still back at square one. So this is something you can't really outsource because you're the expert. The journalist is going to want to talk to you. So let's just cut out the middle person.
Yeah, and do it yourself. Now, can you outsource part of this process here that we're talking about to somebody on your team?
So I have a training inside of my PR starter pack, which is how to delegate like a pro, because I actually delegated this to Emmy, who is my intern turned outreach manager. Mm-hmm. And so she has a team email, like hello at, you know, whatever company name.
Sure.
That way you have full transparency and ownership of it. You're not waiting around for a PR agent to tell you on your weekly calls what's happening or what's not, and you get to own that relationship. So yes, you definitely should have someone on your team to do it. You don't have to do it yourself, but I don't think that you should be like trying to tap into someone's phone book because we're all at home now. So your chances of getting features just as much as the next person who is like, you know, super well-funded.
I heard this morning, I was listening to somebody's podcast actually, and this was not PR related, but it was to get the attention. If let's just say they want to connect with somebody, like another business owner in the online space, not necessarily press, but you got to do something to stand out, which is what we're talking about here. But like they recommended, which I thought was really smart, like just obviously doing your research. And like if somebody surfs, for example, like send them some surf wax, like that's going to get their attention. And, you know, all right, I'm going to listen to whatever you have to say. Do these sorts of tactics work in the press space?
I think maybe that worked 10 years ago, but no one puts their real address and no one likes to receive packages from people they don't know, especially with COVID and anthrax and stuff like that. So that's not something that I would do.
Yeah.
Right. And not everyone has a service, right? A lot of my clients aren't service oriented people. So I wouldn't even go there.
Yeah.
However, people do ask me because I do have a gift guide template and module in this PR starter pack, which is not a course, by the way. It's like literally instant access to everything you need. So if you do have something that would work well as a gift guide, you know, on a gift guide or on a product list, that is when you can talk more about your product. And then maybe if it's low cost to you, say, I'm happy to give you like a trial or like a free, you know, whatever. But I never, ever tell any of my members to say you have to give something in order to get interviewed. That is not at all how I work. And I actually have people in my Facebook group. I have a Facebook group of thriving entrepreneurs who are very bootstrapped, but they all believe in the vision, right? And they say, well, I got scammed because I was on Haro and this person who was an influencer slash journalist, I gave them $300 of merch and then they disappeared. So I have never once told anyone you need to give free merch to get something back. That is the power of the CPR method, is because you're all of a sudden in a place where you're saying, hey, I have insights, I have opinions, and it's not me that's saying this, it's what I'm hearing from these people, right? You are a conduit of information. And here's another quick tip, is use a survey. People don't understand that like journalists don't have time to be conducting surveys. So I worked with someone who is a career coach. Talk about saturation, right?
Yeah.
How is he going to stand out? He didn't want to do marketing. He wanted to do PR because people are going to trust other people. As a coach, I'm going to Google you, right?
Mm-hmm,
so like that's how I found you. So him and I were brainstorming and I said, why don't you use a survey? So what he did is he basically said on LinkedIn, hey guys, if you graduated in 2008 or 2020, let me know, $5 Starbucks card. Here's a simple 5-question Google Forms survey. And he basically just surveyed like 20 to 25 people about how they felt about their job prospects, which is not optimistic, and whether or not their college degree was worth it. Took that data, which was original proprietary data, which cost him nothing.
Yeah.
And then he was able to get interviews with like New York Times, Fast Company. He ended up getting featured on Inc., Entrepreneur, and the Tennessean and Forbes.
Because he spent $100 on gift cards. So he did that on LinkedIn?
Yeah. So LinkedIn was his platform. And he literally was like, hey guys, let me know if you fit any of these categories. Here's a simple survey. And you can fill it out on Google Forms. It's not like you need a data science degree.
Right. And then how did he leverage the survey results?
So he basically compared the two pools.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, like I graduated in 2008 and it's like, oh, it's the worst time ever. But like now 2020 is the worst time ever, right? So
yeah, sure.
So he compared it and there was some nuances about like what they thought was going to happen. He took that data and like basically found three trends, and that was part of his CPR method. So the point of view was that survey.
super smart. I mean, these are all things like anybody can do.
Yeah. If you're like a mom, like you have access to moms. I don't think journalists are going to be able to interview your cohort. So you all are sitting on a goldmine of information right now.
I love it. Anything we haven't talked about that you definitely think that we should include here?
I will say that I think the reason why people either don't do PR this way, so they either don't do PR or they just pay $10,000 a month for an agency, is because of our fundamental human nature, which is we are so afraid of rejection. It's so much easier to pay a Facebook ads person a couple grand or 10 grand, whatever, because I'm not like pitching to an editor, right? But if you can just get over that fear, like real miracles start to happen. That's how I was able to build my business with zero contacts, is building that trust, right? Getting onto people's podcasts. That's how you know people find me all day. So this stuff works, but you just got to know that, like, look, it's just a journalist. It's not a big deal. But the return on investment is like so much more than anything you can do for your business. So for anyone that's like, oh, PR, oh, that's not for us. We're too early. Or, oh, we don't have a product. I really encourage you. I really, really encourage you to think again. Because I had someone who was trying to crowdfund for a gym during COVID. So not only does she not have the money, she had no website, she had no physical space. It was just an idea. It was a little like a GoFundMe. We positioned her experience because she was an Equinox trainer about where the wellness industry was going to go, how the wellness industry can be more inclusive. Right? Mm-hmm. She was one of the only Black trainers at Equinox. And that ended up getting her onto Shape, Bustle, Pop Sugar, Well and Good, a club industry, Time Magazine, all within like 1 month. And she's like 26 years old. And then she won a $25,000 grant from American Express. I'm not saying that's because of the press, but if I was on an awards committee, I'm probably going to Google you and your ads are not searchable.
Boom. I love it. All right. Where can people get into your world here? You have a free Facebook group. You mentioned the PR starter pack that you are launching in May, right?
It's all year round. It's not a course. So you literally get in and you get access and you can start pitching ASAP. Like today. Okay.
All right. Where do you want people to come connect with you?
So I'm on Instagram as well. Send me in the DMs. I'm very approachable. So that's at Gloria Chow PR, C-H-O-U. If you have a dog, please send me a photo of your dog because I'm like an obsessive dog lover. And join my Facebook group, a free Facebook group that I actually started because of my my 5-day PR challenge. And people started getting phenomenal results even on day 3. Like one person landed Forbes, another person like just from like my free methods. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep this Facebook group open. So that Facebook group now is just tons of founders from all different countries who thought that PR was way too big of a thing for them. They were not going to be able to compete. They were young. They don't speak, whatever it was, right? And they were able to basically achieve the impossible. Super supportive. I would love for you to get in there, introduce yourself so we can give more visibility to your brand. You can join us at getfeaturednow.com and I'll let you into the group.
Awesome. Getfeaturednow.com. I'll link it up in the show notes for today's episode. And when you jump in there, let Gloria know that you heard about her in the group here on the podcast. And I'll also link your site up and your Instagram up on the show notes as well. So guys, if you're driving right now or whatever you're doing, just come back and check out the show notes to get all the links. So Gloria, thank you so much for everything coming on here. I love it. I mean, I've taken a bunch of notes here as we've been talking. Thank you so much for coming on here.
Come to my masterclass in May. You're going to leave with even more notes.
Yeah, just kidding. Definitely. Yeah, for sure. No, absolutely. Do it. Do it. You know what? You know what we should do is, guys, for anybody who goes through Gloria's masterclass and goes through the PR starter pack and gets results, let me know and let Gloria know. And we'll do another follow-up podcast about what you did, about your story. And your story will go out here to hundreds of thousands of people here on the podcast as well. So Gloria, thank you again. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Rick. You're awesome. I love what you're doing with Accelerator. I love the program and I just know you're going to impact so many people.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're already averaging in your business revenue-wise $6K to $8K a month, at least in your online business, you want to scale, you want to have a bigger impact, but you're burnt out at this point. You are working way too many hours and you want to scale your business while working less. Right? So if you're spinning your wheels now, if you're feeling burnt out, you're not sure what you should be focusing on your business to achieve this, and you want to be scaling to 7 figures and beyond, then I want to invite you to apply for my Accelerator Coaching Program, because that is exactly what I help you do and my team helps you to do inside of Accelerator. So this is application only. We are open for applications. If you'd like to apply, go to rickmulready.com/Accelerator. rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, as always, thank you so much for tuning into the show, coming to hang out with me. Please leave me a rating and review for the show. If you find value in this over on Apple Podcasts, click that rating. Just do a quick little review. Literally takes you like 2 minutes. Super, super appreciate that. Thank you in advance for doing that. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Online Business Podcast.